You're listening to SBS News.
Australians are increasingly living their lives online, socialising and conducting business via the internet. The Australian Government's Cyber Security Centre is all about making sure that's done in a safe way. Director General Derek Bopping says cyber criminals are determined to get their hands on your money.
The core message we were saying back then remains the same as you'll hear today. Cyber criminals, whether they're pursuing business email compromise or ransomware, irrespective, they never switch off.
While big business has been in the news recently for large-scale data hacks, it's actually small business that tends to grab a lot of the unwelcome attention. Almost half of all Australian cyber attacks are aimed at the sector. Derek Bopping says there's a good reason for that.
In Australia, small and medium businesses employ more than 5 million Australians and are often referred to as the backbone of our society. Last financial year, those businesses added $438 billion to the Australian economy. And that is what makes them a major target for cybercrime.
Steph Crowe from the Centre's Cybercrime Branch told a conference in June that new technology provides more opportunities for cyber attacks.
We are very aware and cognizant of the fact that that increases the threat surface for cyber criminals. Their opportunities change and grow as new technologies are added into the ecosystem. And then they have more ways of getting after Australian citizens and getting after the things that they need from a financial perspective.
Chris Goldsmith from the Australian Federal Police says one of the most common forms of attack is through business email. There were 67,500 cyber crimes reported last financial year, a third of those relating to fraud and business email accounts.
It's exploiting trusted relationships to divert payments in very simple terms. So two really common examples of business email compromises, invoicing fraud and employee impersonations.
The concern is that many companies are unprepared. A survey from the Council of Small Business Organisations found 59% of small businesses rated their cyber business practices as poor, could improve, or only okay. Now, a group of banks and telecommunications companies have joined forces in a new initiative they hope will protect small businesses from cyber attacks. It's called Cyber Wardens, and it's the brainchild of an alliance between the Commonwealth Bank, Telstra, and the Council of Small Business Organisations of Australia. Council CEO Alexi Boyd says the program will train people in small businesses to improve their digital safety.
They'll be trained to spot all the red flags that can cause so much damage to a small business. Cyber wardens will be skilled to help protect passwords and critical data and to promote better cyber safety right across the business. They'll also be taught how to report suspicious messages and threats and where to go to get further support.
Bruce Bilson is the Small Business Ombudsman. He says the impact of a cyber attack can be far-reaching.
A small business that's hit by an attack is likely to incur around $9,000 worth of cost to try and remedy that. There's quite a number that find it almost impossible to remedy. In some cases, the businesses don't make it back. They lose vital digital information. They might even lose the confidence of their customers, and it can be a really business-ending experience.
The Ombudsman says he welcomes any effort to teach small business how to protect themselves, but he also says cyber safety messages need to take into account the more than one-third of small businesses that are run by migrants.
A lot of the communications that goes out might be in, complicated English. Two problems with that. A, it's complicated, and B, for a migrant business leader, it might be a second language, and therefore we need to reach out through those cultural communities, get those messages out in a way that's culturally appropriate, and also celebrate the great business champions that are part of our multicultural business community.
Alexi Boyd says Cyber Wardens is going to start small, but with hopes the impact will be big.
A pilot program of 500 Cyber Wardens will be launched next year ahead of a broader rollout of the program to try and reach as many of Australia's 2.3 million small businesses as possible.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.